This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo, and he's Brian Roosh at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. And I know, Brian, we haven't been able to get outside and broadcast too many spring sports so far here in the first couple of weeks of the season because of the weather. There have been a few games, and I know one of the big topics of conversation is, you know, that new pitch count policy that the IHSA has implemented and kind of how the rules are applied and even the punishment. And you have been able to witness this issue up close and personal, right?
Yeah, we sure did. In fact, it's kind of funny you mentioned, you know, the rules changes, and we were trying our best to cram before the broadcast to kind of be on top of the pitch count situation and get an idea of, you know, how many days rest you have to have after what is, I guess, a complete game of 105 pitches or whatever. And we were trying to get a bearing on that. And then the very first game that we broadcast, it comes into play. And what happened was Warren, Stockton, and Eastland were playing, two of the best teams in our area, and we knew it was going to be a tight game. It was 1-0 into the top of the seventh with the home team, Warren, Stockton, ahead. They had a pitcher that was going for a complete game. He went over the number of pitches and had to be brought out of the game. He was replaced. The pitcher that came in, I believe, got a strikeout on the drop third strike that should have been the end of the game. And that runner reached, so now you've got the tying run at first go-ahead run in the plate. So they brought in the shortstop, he threw one pitch, and the game was over. We were 10 miles away, stopped to get something to eat when we started to hear the rumors that the shortstop had one more day of rest needed, and he was ineligible to pitch. And that's kind of when it all broke loose, and the state had to get involved.
So the team that actually won 1-0, The game was then declared a forfeit, and the IHSA baseball forfeit rule is a run per inning. So they lose 7-0. So the punishment is, I guess, rendered after the fact then, right?
Yeah, after the fact, many fans left, you know, thinking that the final score was 1-0, thinking the final score was 1-0, Warren, Stockton, and in fact, Eastland ended up with the forfeit and the win, keeping their record perfect. At 6-0 at the time, and it was just one of those situations where you kind of walked away going, is this something that's going to happen on a regular basis? And then secondly, I think it was one of the first real test cases for the state, and I think they had to kind of come down firm and hard and say, boom, this is how it goes.
Well, and that's what's so interesting, that the application, I talked to one of the coaches, that he didn't realize that was the penalty, a forfeit where you give up a run per inning and you lose 7-0. And it's, you know, we broadcast our first game of the year, and I know one of the area coaches told me that he went to the umpire after the second inning because you're supposed to report each coach is supposed to report the pitch counts every even number inning. And the umpire in the first game of the season said, no, I'm not going to worry about that protocol today. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And then logistically, Brian, I think that the interesting thing is when you kind of read the materials that the IHSA they've released, it says after each game, schools will report their own pitch counts to the IHSA, although schools will report that pitch their pitch counts, and the IHSA will store the data. Schools must maintain pitching records of every game they play the entire season in case questions arise about a certain game. So apparently, you know, the schools can go into these games, they can check the data, look at the data, and they know beforehand, hey, if this kid throws this pitch or works this inning, boom, we got him. It's a forfeit. I guess that's the interesting thing logistically, kind of following this rule.
Yeah, I think that's very interesting that you bring that up. And one of the points being that it's supposed to be out there for everyone to see that there's transparency. And if you report your pitch counts on time, everyone should be aware of that. I think that's one of the processes that right now is not going especially well. Not everyone is sending in their pitch counts by 8 o'clock the next morning after the game. But, yeah, you should have a spreadsheet and be able to tell what pitchers are able to pitch, how many pitches they can throw, and then everybody kind of knows. And hopefully down the line you won't have situations like this. It'll be spelled out for both sides.
Yeah, and especially with the you know, when we talk about postseason baseball, when that rolls around, and basically the decision is going to have to be made at that point and not after the game. And I guess one of the most amazing things when we talk about this today, I'm surprised, really, Brian, with the way the weather's been in the area the past couple of weeks, that this issue is even come into question, because there have been so few games played so far this season.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting point, that they were able to play last week and then this week enough time, you know, with that limited space in between games, that you'd have a pitcher, you know, over pitch by one throw, I guess, one pitch, the rule. But yeah, that's kind of interesting. And again, I hope it doesn't take the game off the path and have it be strategy as far as let's try to catch this team, you know, violating the rule. I mean, I hope that everybody kind of stays within the intent of the rule for the safety of the young players involved, and not worry about trying to one-up another team and maybe win a game that you lost by reasons other than scoring more runs.
Yeah, it's called the old gotcha kind of game. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah, and I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.